So the gang's all here.
Technically.
First order of business is I decided the name would be Arbitrary Jocularity.
Ah, you want the $2 words.
Yeah, it's fancy, fancy, funny words. And thumbs up, thumbs down. I don't care because I'm not going to change it at this point.
You can't see my thumbs from there, Jeffrey.
Valid point. I can sense them. If you
no,
went
you
for
can't.
It.
Trust me, you can't.
Now I'm sad.
Well, this was fun. Goodbye.
Good game, team.
Yeah.
Hey, Andrew, I also made a Twitter account at Arbitrary Jocularity, or Arbit Jocularity, because you can't have that many letters. You want to be in charge of it? Because I don't know how to Twitter.
Sounds like Andrew's being in charge of our Twitter.
Right?
Fantastic.
Yes.
Nobody's going to follow it.
It's not for you,
Jen. It's not important for the first couple months.
You know
what? Make John follow, Andrew. You have one follower.
And Andrew, you can write pretty much whatever you want. Try not to be super
offensive. Don't say
offensive.
That. Don't say that.
A little offensive seems okay.
You know, thinking about it, it's like, do we really want Andrew being the voice of this?
Who else?
But you know what?
I can't think of that, though. Do you want to do it, Bill?
No. Not really.
Yeah,
I can say things that... We all have, like, access to it. We can just all say whatever we want.
Yeah, no, I figured that's what it'd be, but I can't imagine.
So Andrew's our Twitter captain, then.
He would be the captain, and we could chime in now and again.
He gets to edit in and say, like, no, you didn't say cunt enough.
She can't hear you. I put on headphones because I can't hear her and you.
We can hear her vividly.
Yes, I know. She's laughing about how gay you are.
She
laughed
pretty
again. Pretty gay, isn't it? Surprisingly.
What's the picture going to be?
I don't know. That was one of the topics I had written down here.
Great.
Ask Rachel to make art for group.
She just said.
I don't know how to spell jocularity. Sorry,
you can ask her yourself. She can hear you now. There
hey,
you
Rachel, you want to make us like a background? Or a,
it's got to be a bicep.
A something?
Yeah, you want a picture of a penis?
Solid bicep.
That wasn't what I was thinking. I haven't given it any thought, really, besides not a penis.
A vagina.
A taste
like one that
vagina.
You can't tell whether or not it's a penis or a vagina.
Ooh. Like ambiguity. Always fun.
Rachel, if you can draw something that you can't tell if it's a penis or a vagina, you win.
And we'll use that.
Some sort of
vagina?
Yeah.
Vaginus?
I want it to be an iguana with a top hat, and we'll call him Mayor Iguana.
Is that going to be our...
That's not bad. I'm okay with that.
I've been trying to get Rachel to draw that forever, and she won't. So if we do it now, then she'll have to do it.
Rachel, draw that.
Yeah, you don't see through it. You can hear
seconded.
Through it.
Seconded. Rachel, we've got a iguana with a top hat.
And sold.
Okay, so anyways, I figure we each bring a topic.
15, why are 15? How are 15?
They were just talking about it. It's not real people.
I was gonna say, how are 15 bots already following us?
They're
no,
not. We're following them.
We're following them. We actually had four bots.
Why are
following
we following
us?
People?
Because they just prompted me, and I said, sure. Why the fuck not? And I can delete
yeah,
them
so
at any point.
You're following robots.
No, I'm following like
I, my,
people's
is,
accounts. Funny or die.
Jack's exactly like fucking college right now. Just,
well, I didn't do it.
No, we're in the other room, and these two motherfuckers are having a conversation. And I just want to throw shit down the hallway.
Okay, what are we talking about tonight?
Okay, what did you bring for a topic, Jack?
Are we recording right now?
Yeah, I'm recording the entire thing.
Oh, okay, good. I have either... I have either shit we should not have eaten in college but did, or... IBM being sold.
Are you allowed to talk about that second one?
Yeah, that seems a little bit.
Well, they.
Yes, it's announced.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, that's why I asked.
It's not insider.
Yeah, it's not. We were the last people to know. Apparently, the world knew about it before we did. Does anybody remember how much bacon we ate the one time I came back from co-op that one night?
an amount of pounds? Some
yeah, it comes in pounds.
We know it was in pounds, but we're not sure how many.
I would say at least three.
Was I even there, or was I at work?
We made a bacon week.
Remember, Jeff, we made the
bacon
week. Wait,
is that when we first played Caps?
The first time I was there for Caps. I wasn't there when you guys invented it.
Well, no, the first time we all played Caps. That was that night?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, that was a lot of bacon. That night, I don't know how that night lasted so long. We drank a lot.
Yeah.
Caps was too exciting. You had to get the double downing of cells.
The second time we played Caps, however, we played Speed Caps.
Well, Speed Caps. Speed Vomit.
And that didn't work out for anyone.
No.
Vomit.
What did you bring for your shots, Jack? Because it was awful.
Jameson,
you brought Fireball. And yeah,
the most delicious thing to drink.
Andrew had SoCo, and I think
we had the SoCo.
We had a box of wine, too.
We switched to that.
Wasn't that the
SoCo
Steve brought us for throwing up all over our bathroom?
Yeah.
Ugh. That was cleaned 3 times. There was still vomit behind the toilet.
Yeah. He got it in the worst spot. He missed every part of the toilet wasn't flushable.
I wasn't there for that, because that would have pissed me off.
No, obviously what happened is he went to the bathroom, started to pee, and then just threw up on the wall.
While he was peeing.
Oh,
man.
And then tried to vomit in the toilet afterwards, but missed again, somehow. And then tried to clean it up.
Tried. A huge asterisk.
Does that mean he was just, like, mashing it into the tile?
Yeah, he was in there for a while. And then he bounced, like, I'll clean that up tomorrow.
We left him in there to just sleep, because we knew something
he
happened.
He never came out, yeah.
He regrouted your bathroom with vomit.
And it was just like...
Oh, it was rank.
It was just red. It was because he was drinking Old Style 4 Loko spiked with Kettle One vodka.
Oh, that was such a... I saw him doing it.
He kept doing it, and you know what? I had some, too.
Yeah, I think I had a sip of it or two. Yeah, a sip or two isn't bad, but he drank, like, a giant can of it.
Oh, and then he came back. We went back to our apartment, and he drank a shitload of that absinthe.
What are we trying to prove here, guys? Who drinks like that? Come on.
Nowadays?
We're just talking about that one time Steve drank that much.
Well, yeah. Steve made a lot of poor choices.
Steve definitely came back the next day to clean it up, and then we cleaned it up after that.
I cleaned it up in the morning. He came back, cleaned it up some.
And then I think I cleaned it up after that.
I'm glad I missed that. I'm glad, me too.
Yeah. That was awful. That was the time.
Gross.
Those crazy.
They're talking about eating stuff. What was that thing, Bill, with the Elvis sandwich, peanut butter, jelly, bacon?
Oh, the sandwich, yeah.
Yeah, the gold nugget.
I'm glad we actually did that.
Yeah, that was pretty delicious.
Cut out all the middles. It's just a shell of a bread loaf.
Was it a whole jar of jelly, a whole jar of peanut butter,
just
and bacon?
Line it, jelly, peanut butter, pound of bacon inside, just slather the whole thing in butter.
And then bake it.
We didn't use a whole jar of peanut butter and jelly. We
gauged it down a little bit.
Just filled up the...
We didn't want to have a heart attack on the toilet like Elvis.
And I feel like it tastes better with more bacon than peanut butter and jelly. I think we used two-thirds or three-quarters. Because the loaf wasn't as big.
Just take over.
We had a lot of peanut butter things in our apartment. Like, I was informed tonight that at one point we made peanut butter and jelly pasta.
Spaghetti, yeah.
I think I remember hearing about that, but I wasn't part of that.
I don't know.
I don't think I ate it.
I ate it. I ate the whole thing.
I'll eat it.
Chunky peanut butter and grape jelly and spaghetti.
Oh, it's chunky?
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's all we had. We only ever bought chunky.
I think I bought creamy once, and all of you ridiculed me for it.
That sounds about right.
Well, it felt weird.
Yeah, it spreads easier.
Yeah.
But
I like the chunks in my mouth.
Andrew, you're right. You are just a soundbite.
Thank you.
Yeah, Andrew definitely needs other people to be talking so he can chime in.
I'm listening sometimes.
What about when Jeff would just make a whole thing of Hamburger Helper and then eat it by himself?
That was like twice.
Well, you want to talk about that.
That's okay.
Let's talk about me and you cooking up three of those, like,
chicken things.
Those, like, chicken cordon bleu or chicken with the broccoli.
The broccoli whatever. And goddamn chicken.
Not supposed to microwave, but everybody microwaves.
I put it in the oven when I was feeling quite fat. I would eat a box of the of mac and cheese
force, with force yourself to wait things. 30 minutes.
I think I should have died. I should have died. I ate a lot.
Oh, dude, Bill, remember the time that I think Andrew and Jack had left before we had left at the end of the semester, and we had all the food left over. So we had, like, it was like half a pound of pasta, and we just had, like, seven or eight eggs we scrambled. And
yeah, we just...
Ground beef. We threw all of it together. It was not that tasty.
Everything that was, like, could, like, get, you know, ruined and break.
If it was somewhat related to something we could throw in there, we did it.
I had a constant supply of corn dogs.
Yes, you did.
Oh, yeah.
And then that one time, I got Bill to wrap one in ham and cheese and eat it. And it was good.
Doesn't sound bad.
It was actually good.
You say that like you did it, you made me do it against my will. I made Bill wrap it in ham and put cheese on it.
Yes.
It like sounds better than a regular corn dog.
I don't know why I didn't do it.
Like, if you could do, like, get the hot dog, wrap it in ham, cheese, and then do the corning.
And corn it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be good. Corn that.
Mm.
And then you bite in, and it's like, what is that? Oh, deliciousness. Mm-hmm. Where's that at the state fair?
Yeah, someone's going to hear this.
We need to put up a kiosk for that.
Oh, I'm not going to that kiosk.
Just proudly display our D from the house.
Well, how about the ill-fated decision to put real coffee in the cookies instead of instant coffee?
Well, instant coffee's for bitches, so clearly.
I recall those cookies not tasting that bad.
I didn't poop any... Well, I did poop, but I poop about the same amount as I regularly poop, so, you know.
Yeah, but is that the regular amount of poop for a person?
It's not a normal person's amount of poop.
it's his amount, though.
Oh, those cookies didn't taste bad, anything like
that. Oh, no, they were great.
This make you shit.
It was just that heartbreaking moment when we finished the cookies and took them out of the oven, and they smelled fantastic, and Jack comes home and takes a bite of one. He's like, what'd you put in these? And we're like, coffee. And he's like, that's going to make you poop. We're like, shit, we have 5 trays of poop cookies.
Oh, no.
Still ate some. I still ate a lot.
I was going to say, by the time I got home, you only had 4 trays because Andrew ate a whole tray sitting there.
You know what? I felt great.
Cleaned him right out.
Great because you were cleaned out.
Just cleaned you out, yeah.
It's like a coffee enema, but through your mouth.
Oh, come on.
That's a poor visual. Rachel, draw that next.
No.
Where's that at the state fair?
State fair.
God damn it.
Fuck's sake. Or when you tremendous assholes heated up all of the grease and put it into the mug with my whiskey stones and then froze it.
You fucking deserve that.
We didn't heat up the grease. Andrew. It was already
it was sludgy, yeah.
That was one of those ones I sort of regret.
I don't regret it at all.
Serious. I know you don't regret it. I'll feel bad for, like, ruining, like, straight up ruining. We put the whiskey stones in condoms.
Nice, guys. Really?
So the grease wouldn't ruin them.
Really?
I think we even turned the condom inside out so it didn't get all like the spackle on it, you know?
Yeah, because condoms are totally fine on the other side. It's just the one side.
On the inside. It's got like a hot, spicy taco sauce on it.
Oh. What condoms are you using?
I was going to say.
They're from
spicy taco sauce.
They're from Taco Bell.
Those are just spice packets. You can't use those as condoms.
They work. They burn whatever's alive. I don't know.
They kill whatever's alive. That should be Taco Bell's new slogan.
Including,
we'll make you fucking not have babies.
We'll make you sterile.
Yeah. Sterilization on taco sauce.
See, so the other week we marketed Foster's. This week we took care of Taco Bell. You should just expect the royalty checks any day now.
Exactly. They're going to really enjoy this. Taco Bell. So good, you'll go sterile.
Yeah, because I'm sure they've never heard anything like that terribly about Taco Bell before.
Well, there is a lot of Mountain Dew there, too. That'll also make you sterile, right?
That's because they have the Baja Blast.
I don't know what that is.
It's the specific kind of Mountain Dew Taco Blast has.
It has more sugar than regular Mountain Dew in it. Ooh, and it's blue.
I think it's blue, yeah. Baja Blast.
It's gotcha. Basically just made of blue. It's Mountain Dew, but they didn't add enough yellow, so it's just blue.
You're making me fucking hungry right now.
For Blue Dew?
No, just...
Oh, speaking of Blue Dew, Blue Milk.
Oh,
oh man.
That was a fun experiment. That was the best week
of my life.
I enjoyed that.
No, I think I'm the only one of us that stopped drinking it once I shit blue, and I was like, nope.
Nope. The first time I shit blue, I was like, I need to go to the corner store and buy them out of
blue. We did. We bought all of them.
And that's what I did. I went and I bought all... We bought all of the blue.
Did you guys all shit blue? I shit green.
I had blue and
got the bluish green.
My first one was blue. Then they turned green. I think my body started.
It was like a nice.
What the hell have you done to me?
It was very surprising.
Was it birthday cake? Or was
birthday
it Bills?
Cake for the Buffalo Bills 50th anniversary. For the Buffalo Bills,
The Buffalo Bills 50th anniversary, which made me sad because it'll never sell anywhere ever.
Yeah.
Eventually. They'll put it out again. Makes your shit green. There's got to be something that has that chemical in it.
I'm sure they had equal amounts of... It's whatever, like, one of the dyes were.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't digest it.
Thank you for our next royalty check. Blue Milk. All right.
I don't want the check from them. I just want more blue milk.
I'm not letting you have any more.
Like, do you think they make, like, chocolate syrup? Just but birthday cake blue that you can make milk?
If you really want just food coloring, I'll go buy it and you can drink it and ship
it. It'll taste like cake, though.
Yeah, it'll taste like birthday cake. That was the strong selling point. The green poop was an added bonus, Jack.
Yeah, that was the cherry on top of the...
God.
The green cherry
on top of the ham sandwich or whatever. You know?
That's not a thing. You can put maraschino cherries on all of them. Oh, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
So, yeah. Andrew, what did you bring to the table to talk about? What did you bring to the table to eat, Andrew?
I didn't bring anything because I'm really hungry.
How about how the people at the sub shop were from cultures that don't make sandwiches and couldn't make sandwiches?
Oh, yeah.
It's
one of those, like, Native you don't want to be mean about it, but...
They were Indian.
It's your job. No, you know, figure it out.
Wait, were you just shouting they're Indian? Are you the most comfortable to say it?
Yeah, they're Indian. They're Indian. Racist? They don't have bread.
They're Indian. That's just the
they pack stuff into naan. They don't make naan sandwiches.
That fucking curry, though. That was the best curry.
Oh, that curry was really good.
Oh, I ate a lot of sandwiches there. Even though they weren't great, that chicken salad was pretty good.
Yeah. I ate way too many sandwiches there.
Oh,
and yeah, I had a sandwich there every day. That was lunch. Yeah.
Sandwich
the best was like... When class got out, like, after the lunch rush.
Or slightly before.
Yeah. So there's absolutely no one there. And you just go to the sandwich line and it's like,
I've got all the time in the world.
But I started doing, like, I felt like a jerk, but I would, like, be on the sandwich line and somebody would be behind me. And I'd see there was, like, four people making sandwiches. And the Indian person would open up and be like, oh, no, man, you go. I'm trying to decide still. You let someone step ahead of you, and then one of the head cooks opens up, and you're like, yeah, I know exactly what I want. The same thing I get every day.
I would do that, except one of the sandwich makers was that girl with, like, the fire engine red lipstick and the red hair. And I would do that just so I could, like, because she was all, oh, hey. And then we'd talk, and she'd make a sandwich, and I'd walk out of her life forever.
I know what you really mean.
So, you mean you know what I really mean.
That's really romantic, Bill.
Yeah, it is. Sandwiches. That's basically how most movies start.
We're in the, like, 1940s.
Well, yeah. Well,
definitely more commons than you guys. Free food.
Yeah. Coming at me with barbs. Man.
And quips.
I don't know. I have nothing to say against it. Oh, no. I talked to a girl.
What?
But you told her to make you a sandwich. That was my point.
I didn't tell her to make me. She
did you not say make a sandwich?
Job. I didn't just go up to a girl in the middle of the cafeteria and be like, hey, how's it going? You want to make me a sandwich? And maybe
let the record show
that Bill...
That would have
been better, though.
Bill tells every woman he meets to make him a sandwich.
We recorded this, so we know exactly what you
said. Like, what kind of person would not even just, like, go up to a random person in a cafeteria and ask for a sandwich? But be asked to make a sandwich by a random person and accept that and do that.
Possibly me.
Works at a restaurant.
You would make a sandwich for someone?
Oh, yeah, if they had no arms.
You're adding a stipulation that we didn't agree on.
You didn't specify.
Of course, if someone doesn't have any arms, then that's a whole other conversation.
You're assuming that they have arms, and that's armist.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're treating them differently because they don't have arms, Bill?
Man,
I'm putting it in this conversation. The person, the ASCII and asker, both have arms and legs and fingers and toes.
What if they're blind?
And how are they going to know what to make the sandwich with if they're blind? What if they're not?
Bill wouldn't ask one of them. One of them blind people.
What if they don't pick the right color cheese?
You don't call out cheese by color. You call it out by what type of cheese it is. What if you
want, like, white American or yellow American?
They taste the same.
But what if I want the color I want?
Then I could just lie to you and give you the other one.
I'm not blind.
You have a problem with white cheese? You're racist?
This is a dumb conversation.
Indeed it is.
I'm glad everybody, like, found the weak point and just pounced on me. Just like, oh, Bill said something slightly stupid. Ah, oh, get him.
What are you going to be for Halloween, Bill?
I don't know. I'm trying to think about it.
Jeff?
Just go straight
to zero thought.
Lance, too.
Yeah, but Bill wouldn't be a fun psycho. He would be a very, very scary psycho.
I'd just run around murdering people.
He'd be a badass psycho.
I'd have a real buzz axe.
I'd have a real axe just slashing people.
Okay.
And that no one would have fun.
Andrew, did you figure out a scary, bald, bearded man to be?
No. I was thinking I could be a soccer referee. And then Rachel would be my red card. Then I have to find a blonde chick to be my yellow card.
Walk up the street. Hey, yo!
You're going to be a prop for Halloween.
Have fun just carrying her around everywhere in your pocket.
I'm not going to carry her. I'm just going
to do you fit in pockets? I'm gonna
punch people.
That's true. Rachel does fit in pockets. So.
That's weird.
Rachel fits in most pockets.
That would be weird. All right, great. What are you being for Halloween, Jeff?
As I said, I've given it zero thought because I don't know if there's anything happening around here.
And see what
Paul's up to.
You're going to scare children?
That wasn't part of the plan.
It should all
maybe.
Yeah.
They show up here sometimes.
Well, yeah, because you live in a neighborhood.
I know, it's the worst.
I want to hand out candy to children.
I'm hoping they don't put our stairs back by Halloween so I don't have to deal with it.
Well, if they don't do that, then we'll have, like, a whole graveyard situation because of the ditch.
Yeah, they'll fall in the ditch.
No, but we'll make it look... We'll hand it out at the end of the driveway, but we'll make, like, a zombie thing happen beforehand.
Right. Bill is planning on making a mass grave outside of our house for... We actually should do that with dummies, make a mass grave.
Classic
That's exactly
Halloween.
What I'm talking about, you idiot. That's exactly what I was saying.
Bill's just going to kill a bunch of people, and...
Listening. Starting with me, apparently.
Classic Halloween prank,
say,
guys.
Oh, well, we can make zombies, and they can be coming out, or we can just murder people and bury them in the ditch.
Yeah,
both good.
We can kill the children that ask trick or treat, and then we can just stab
them. Yell trick and stab them in the neck.
We only stab the children that like give us the funny look when you only give them one piece of candy. You take that one piece and enjoy it. Don't get greedy.
Just hand out a Skittle.
What, a Skittle?
We could just throw Skittles at kids.
Three Skittles?
It's just a bowl of loose...
Don't do this.
Of, like, Reese's Pieces, no. M&M's, Skittles.
Fucking Reese's Pieces.
Oh,
and it's so dark, and all you can do is take a handful of them.
Yeah, you can.
Chicklets. It's going to be a great Halloween, guys.
Just fill in the blanks.
Some chicklets
just
there.
Murder. I don't know, Jack, what's worse, murdering children or putting Skittles and M&M's in the same bowl?
Tie.
And Reese's Pieces.
Tie. Dead even.
Know some shitty kids.
You throw the kids in the bowl, too.
Ugh, I'm not touching that bowl. Kids are gross.
Reese's Pieces and Skittles would be awful together.
Delicious.
Ugh.
I'd still eat it.
Yeah, you have a sugar problem.
I'd go crazy on sugar. That's why I like Halloween. I just want to get a thing full
super
of
super buzz
just a candy and just go crazy
Yeah.
And just like fall asleep 15 minutes after I start eating candy.
Yeah, Andrew had a weird joy for just feeding you candy and then watching you go.
Jeff did, because Jeff's mom would always send him packages.
My mom, like, or my aunt?
I don't like M&M's.
Here's so I'd throw an entire bag of M&M's on Bill's desk. And he would eat all of them.
You have to.
Yeah, it's the same. I'd eat the entire bag of like Reese's Pieces. I just didn't tweak out as much as Bill.
You could hold your Reese's better than I could hold my M&M's.
I tweaked out a bit, but you were much more entertaining.
And you just had more fun watching me because I'd go crazy.
It was entertaining.
Just turn voracious.
Whoa. Are we studying for the SATs? We've had a lot of good words in here today.
Voracious words. Yeah, arbitrary jocularity.
Nailed it.
Why is it an egg?
That sentence has too much
I haven't put a picture up. That's just the standard picture, apparently.
I feel like we should keep an egg.
Part of my part of this thing was to tell Rachel to make us some art to throw up there.
Rachel, make us throw up art.
There.
it's not what I had in mind.
Go to Twitter
and then throw up art.
And go inside there and then just make art on there. There.
Twit art.
Good one, Jeff.
I thought so.
That's why I agreed with you.
So, also, I just remembered another food we used to eat. The ridiculous meat pizzas with stuffed crust and whatever would come out of Commons at the end of the night.
That'd just be the best. I'd call up, hey, who's working there? Oh, just tell them to throw all of the meat on a pizza.
Tell them to just murder that bitch with meat.
We'll be there soonish.
Yeah, we'd forget sometimes. They'd would show up and we'd have just a pizza sitting there.
Well, I feel like sometimes we'd go there just expecting to have a pizza.
That also was a thing.
We didn't even order a pizza, but we figured
there would be a pizza.
We ordered a pizza.
There's always a pizza.
And then we'd get there and Jeff's there, so it's the same as ordering a pizza.
But a couple of times we went, they were like, yeah, somebody ordered this and didn't come get it. You can just have it. That happened.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? I don't remember that.
Yeah. That I think was when you were working.
No, I was going to say, I think it's just because they know you and trusted you, and we were always there making fun of you for having a job and responsibilities.
Damn it.
And they liked us because we were funny.
This is true.
Obviously, if you're listening to this podcast, you know. Dahoy.
And if you've shut it off, then we're sorry.
On a random note, I got a crispy...
More podcasts for everyone else.
I got a crispy bacon Swiss, Jack, at Arby's the other day.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, that's what you got every single time.
Yeah, it was a weakness.
It's a solid sandwich. I can't argue that.
You know
what
was a weakness? Andrew's weakness for Double Downs.
Oh, yeah, I made you a couple of those.
Oh, my God, those were delicious.
They're pretty boss.
How could you not? That was not. That's America.
America. Bill, you're a big pasta guy, right?
Thing, like, every day. Egg sandwich in the morning, sandwich for lunch, peanut butter and jelly before practice. When I came home, I made chicken and spaghetti. Like, every day. I don't know how I didn't just become
vitamin D
super just...
All carbs.
There's just no vitamins in there at all. I liked going to the corner store drunk with Andrew, except when he got real inappropriate a couple of times.
Oh, inappropriate.
Classic Andrew.
Andrew.
Andrew's never been inappropriate.
I only stole peanut butter one time, and it was...
Dude, Bill, remember when we went to Price Chopper?
What?
Rachel, you stealing shit too?
Rachel is the one... She is the thief. She taught me to steal. I was a good person. I was a good person.
Well, it's because you look at her and you're just like, oh, she's harmless. But we know the truth.
Yeah. Andrew also liked to shout things at me across the corner store that shouldn't ever be shouted in public at someone.
I think that was like one of those words that everyone had watched that video, so it was okay to say it.
Yeah.
The best way to describe that.
You were drunk and you said it and then you covered your mouth and you went, ah, they're all deaf anyways. And they weren't. They weren't all deaf.
I think most of them
weren't all deaf.
It's a good assumption.
All deaf?
We went to a school that was a lot of deaf people, so that's fair.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just like I'm an asshole. Yeah, they're all deaf.
Yeah, the backstory is important, actually.
Part of the backstory is that you are an asshole, but not for that reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Price Chopper, like a year ago, Bill, we were going to get something. We walked over, and you just reached in the donut case, ripped out a donut, ate half, and gave me half.
Yeah, we were shit-faced.
We were. I was like, what the hell? I just shoved it in my mouth. I thought for sure we'd get yelled at by Price Chopper people.
No. It was like 10 o'clock at night. Nobody gives a shit at Price Chopper.
Yeah, that's the earliest it could have been.
That donut was going to be thrown out.
The witching hour.
We did them a favor of helping them throw out a donut into our mouths.
It's pretty tasty.
I don't know. That was... I think I stole a candy bar the same time.
Oh, yeah, I think you did.
I drunkenly, sneakily put it in my pocket and just walked out because reasons.
Joke's on you, you had a melted candy bar after that.
No, I didn't. It was cold outside.
It was cold.
It was way farther to run to the corner or to the Price Chopper than you thought it was.
I think we did it a couple times, and every time we're like, this is so far away.
Every time we get like halfway, and we're like, why do we keep doing this?
Yeah. If we were in shape, it wouldn't be far away.
We always did it when it was cold, though, too.
Yeah.
So it was like, we have to run in order to stay alive.
Because it was freezing. We don't want to stay outside that long.
I miss Steak Wednesdays.
When you guys would... wait until I got off work so it was pitch black and you made me cook them and I can't see anything. Yeah, those were awesome.
No, I'm talking about the better ones before that when you and Bill were not there and it was just me and Andrew
over
the summer. And so it was still daylight out so we could see to cook the steak. That was delicious.
That sounds awesome.
It was delicious.
We also thought we were such badasses like drinking Newcastle in the quad until we realized that no one cared.
No one
cared. Nearly instantly.
Shits.
We were like, wait, this doesn't matter at all. We can just drink these. It's fine.
Yeah.
There was no, like, campus safety that came around Perkins.
Ever. They were never Perkins.
They didn't care.
The ones that drove through Perkins would just give you, like, the head nod.
She'd be like, you're drinking? All right.
I think the only ones that came through Perkins were, like, the same guys that when the fire alarms went off.
Well, you played fucking mud pipes.
I don't know how nobody came by any of the time.
Right?
We really could have potentially caused a lot of damage.
We could have seriously injured somebody.
Like a dirty, dirty game.
Oh my god!
I don't really believe
what they were, what they went to, but they were just like metal, like aluminum hollow tubes. And when it would rain, it would get nice and like soft. The ground would be soft and kind of muddy outside. And I don't know how we figured it out, but like if you do like the flick thing down to the ground, it would just like
fling
stick.
The pipe right into the ground, pull out
and then
like 4 inches
pull it
of
back
dirt,
up,
mud.
And we saw there was dirt stuck in the end. So one of us probably just like and tried to like
get the dirt out,
an axe just to like get the dirt out, and then it went flying, and we all we looked at each other like, yeah, this is gonna
mud pipes
gonna
was
get
born
fast.
So we stayed out there for like hours. Flinging mud at like 100 miles an hour.
At literally everything.
The whole inside of the quad just
we were inside a quad surrounded by buildings with windows.
We had so many windows. We had a couple cars as well.
You did hit the
cars. I remember I think we still kept doing it after we hit the car.
Yeah, we didn't go in. We were like, oh shit. Nobody shouldn't do that again. They just kept flinging them. Oh, the one day we went over, like, the rugby practice or whatever?
Oh, when we went to the actual, like, field to do it?
We went to the field and, like, people were driving by.
Yeah, I don't know how nobody stopped for that either. We were doing something really... We made like, a ditch from, like...
throwing all that mud from where we were?
Yeah.
Yeah, we ruined that part of the field.
We ruined that part of the field from mud piping.
That sounds so dirty.
But it was so satisfying, is what it was, when you would get a good release, and it would just fly.
Yeah, I love that good release.
Shut up, Andrew. You did love it.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
You played mud pipes.
Oh, yeah. No, that release is actually amazing.
Hey-o. How about the one time that... actually tiring from trying to throw it so much.
Yeah, it, my shoulder started hurting.
Yeah.
It's not a good thing.
Well, I heard it weightlifting, and then we did mud pipes for an hour, and I just, you know, I played through the pain, because mud piping was more important.
This is another technical food-related thing.
The potato?
We had an odor in our kitchen for, like, 2 weeks, and we couldn't figure out what it is. And it was,
the potatoes.
It was truly horrible. And Jeffrey is tall and likes to put things up top where short little Jack can't see them. And so finally, I think it was Jeff and I finally decided that we were just going to do it. So we emptied out the whole cabinet where, like, the smell was coming from, which was weird because there was only spices in there. Then we look up and there's this little spot on top of the cabinet. We look on top and it is a bag of liquid potatoes.
Yeah.
And it was fucking disgusting.
Never seen that before or since.
Well, I've seen it since. Bill and I recently did it to a bag full of tomatoes on accident.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those were weird.
Those
weren't even hidden. Those were in the middle of the kitchen.
We just totally forgot
about
it.
We just let them just fester and
But they didn't make us smell like the potatoes. The potatoes smelled like death.
Yeah. I have a terrible sense of smell, though, so it took me a while to notice.
Yeah.
You didn't notice that the rest of us wouldn't go in the kitchen anymore?
I think you guys mentioned it, and I was like, yeah, it doesn't smell that bad. It smells a bit weird.
Until you pick the bag up.
I mean, it doesn't, if you're close to it, it smells awful.
Once you got right next to it, which I did, it was devastating.
So then we never stored potatoes up there again.
Or any perishable.
Buy potatoes again?
No, probably not after the incident.
Not for the next 3 years.
I'll say at least once in the next few years.
But we bought them and cooked them right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You learn that lesson once fast.
Yeah, everything that was up there had to be tall enough that you could see it from the floor. That was...
Yeah. It was all, like, cereal boxes and paper goods. There wasn't...
Yeah.
I remember Jeff had a giant jar of pickles, like an abnormally large jar of pickles.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
And we... I don't know why we did it. I think we were just bored. And
you know why we did it?
I was obvious that worked.
We did any of the other things because you and I were left alone in the apartment while Jeff was at work, and Jack was on co-op, and we had nothing to do but fuck with other people's shit.
It was great.
You guys were the worst people to leave there.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, it's very true.
We filled this pickle jar. There were like 2 or 3 pickles left, and we just filled it with all the spices in the cupboard. They were all Jeff's spices, so we just poured like entire bottles of salt, paprika, everything.
Just like
fucking
pickle jar. Condiments and just everything. It was disgusting. Mixed it up, and we thought we were hilarious and devious.
So like 4 days later or something, I go and I eat a pickle, and I see these guys as I'm eating the pickle, and they're laughing at me, and I'm like, what? And they're like, does that taste weird? I'm like, I don't know. It tastes slightly different, but I mean, it still tastes like a pickle.
It's not how pickling
we
works.
We go. We look at the jar. There's like 2 inches of sediment on the bottom of the jar.
It was insane. I was like, oh, I kind of thought I noticed that.
That Jeff just blindly passed.
I like subconsciously. I was like, oh, it's more than usual in the bottom. It's usually a bit.
When you think back, it was obvious. Like,
but... It was blatantly obvious.
I got one of you being left alone. I had this body wash that was...
technically food related.
Like, you sons of bitches. That was technically, like, it was Old Spice, and it was, like, this milky blue color, right? So it was not clear. And we bought all of the pudding at the corner store because it was $1 for $10 or something. It was something crazy.
Because it was like going out of date.
It was fat-free, sugar-free, pudding-free pudding. There was nothing in there. It was vanilla.
Only in flavors vanilla and like one package of chocolate.
So they ate the chocolate, but they didn't want the vanilla. So after they just played other games with it, they were like, pudding I know ball. What we'll do with it. And they put a shitload of it into my body wash. And then I didn't know because it didn't change the smell, consistency, or the fact that it still soaked up. And then I went away on co-op with it and then used it for like 3 weeks. And finally, Andrew's like, I have to tell you something that makes me mad. And tells me this. I'm like, well, it's a good thing there's no sugar in it because I could have got like a yeast infection or something like that. My skin was so soft though. So thanks, guys.
Yeah. When we got done with it, it was
Mostly pudding.
It was more than 50% pudding. Because when I did it, I ingeniously would just pour out how much I was going to put back in as pudding. So it wouldn't change the level.
Maybe they used the same blue dye in that they used in the cake milk.
In the blue milk.
Because it didn't change color at all.
No, it didn't change color, consistency, smell, latherability.
Which makes you wonder what was in that
what
pudding.
What was in the pudding? That's what happens so when pudding comparable gets back. To it just shampoo. Turns into body wash and shampoo.
I just love that you didn't realize it until, like, weeks after in co-op.
I wouldn't have.
No. He wouldn't have ever if Andrew and I weren't sitting there and all of a sudden Andrew was like, holy shit, did Jack only put the pudding in there? Like, we forgot about it for like a month before we told you.
No, Jack didn't know.
Because we
that's the month I showered in pudding.
We just had so many irons in the fire, we couldn't keep track of them. We were too busy playing pudding ball, getting drunk off brandy, watching a really weird porn DVD.
It came free with a magazine, and it was Christmas, so it was fine.
But it was a weird magazine. Not weird, like, tentacles weird. Weird, like, probably not legal, but it's being sold anyway. Weird.
Yeah, they were like, she's 18.
It was titled Barely 18, which
together, yeah.
Which is, I'm sure, exactly why we bought it, because it was the worst one we could have bought.
And we went to the store and just pulled it out. That's the one we're getting.
And
then we bought it because it had the DVD. Had to watch it.
Of course. Free porn.
And then we just put it in the PS2, and it looped it. Because we never took it out.
Yeah. I think we left it playing, like, all night. Even when we went to go get that pizza, we just left it.
Yeah, we just kept it playing.
Was I even there for that?
You were working, and I was on co-op. This is what happened.
You were working. We were watching, kind of, in the background, a terrible porn, playing pudding ball, getting drunk on brandy in the middle of winter.
Breaking those bottles in my pickle bucket.
Oh, you want to talk about where you got that pickle bucket from now?
From the garage.
Dumpster diving.
I was recycling.
You just had to get that pickle bucket.
It was a nice bucket. Who knows what we could have shenanigan with it.
Like, I minded that being in my car more than the bags and bags of just disgusting cans and bottles.
I was there for the dumpster diving.
Oh man, that was a day. That was like a whole day event.
I'm sure we did it more than once.
Yeah, we did it about five
tried to
times.
Do it a second time, but there wasn't that much.
We've done it. We did it like three or four times. It's just there was the one time it was really good, and I think we only did it with
all
of
us. That
was
cleaning it all out.
I think we did it with all four of us once, and then three of us another time, and then I think Bill and I did it once or twice more.
Yeah.
If anyone's listening to us, they're like, when did these kids actually do college things in college? We didn't.
What
are these college things?
College is,
I switched majors, and then it was stupidly easy.
Well, fuck you.
Mechanical engineering. Ugh.
Three of us switched majors.
Don't do math either.
And we were all mechanical engineers before we switched.
Briefly, yeah.
No wonder they have the largest. That's the largest single major in the school. Mm-hmm. With like a huge, just weird turnover.
It's so generic. So.
Attrition?
Dude, that's a word.
All right, so heck, we've covered a lot of the foods that we shouldn't have eaten in college.
Yeah, that stupid pickle. No, we wanted to break bottles in it, so we threw the pool balls at the bottles inside the bucket from across the apartment.
It was a great idea.
And they would not break.
And they were really good at not breaking.
Until we, like, piled a bunch of bottles in there, and then they just started shattering.
We want to break bottles.
I think that's what we should talk about next time, is the strange skills that we had in our apartment. Skills and games. Well, that'll be our next one.
Skills sounds great.
So, everyone listening, games.
Yeah, we actually have a what are we doing next time on the podcast of arbitrary jocularity.
Are we done then?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so stop recording and then we'll continue talking for a minute.